Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings. Lord, as we proclaim on this Palm Sunday that you are the King of Kings, we also pray that through your word, through what we hear today, through what we proclaim in song in our lips, that we may also proclaim through word and action in our lives. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. I'm sorry, I don't have a quiz to start with today. I've enjoyed the last couple of Sundays, a little bit of interaction, but a question to get us at least thinking about our sermon. What do you like to talk about when you're sitting in conversation over a cup of tea or of an evening, or when you're caling with somebody? What do you like to talk about? I would imagine that we talk about all sorts of things, don't we? If we're Irish, we talk about the weather. Almost the number one subject, isn't it? It's a great day today. Not such a great day today. Great day for silage. Not such a great day for silage. Great day for getting the cattle out. Still can't get the cattle out because the fields are too... And so on and so forth. That's an Irish thing, isn't it? It's a safe subject that we can talk about. We talk about the news. We might talk about a TV program we have watched. We might talk about a song that we like. And there was great speculation in Virginia last night that Ed Sheeran was going to be singing across the road in the Virginia Park Lodge. Apparently, it was a celebrity wedding yesterday, and there were great fireworks at 9 o'clock last night. So the talk was that Ed Sheeran was going to be singing. I think Tommy Tiernan was there, the comedian. Didn't hear much of him. But we didn't hear anything, whether it was Ed Sheeran or not. But we like to gossip. We like to chat. We like to talk about all sorts of things. We talk about a meal that we've enjoyed. We talk about our family. We talk about our health. We talk about our holiday, our work, a hobby. We talk about all sorts of things in life, don't we? That's part and parcel of sharing our lives. The list goes on. And the truth is, if we didn't chat, if we didn't exchange our lives, life would be boring, wouldn't it? It'd be exceptionally boring if we had nothing to talk about. If we didn't share our loves, if we didn't share our thoughts, if we didn't share our opinions, our frustrations, our loves, our hates, and so on. That is part and parcel of life. It's talking and sharing with one another. And so as we think about all of that, I want to ask a serious question for us to consider. A question I ask myself, a question for all of us this morning. Do we ever talk about church in our everyday conversations? Do we ever talk about our faith? And as we will hear in a few moments, do we ever talk about what we hear in church, about what we learn in church, about what we have heard through God's word in our conversations together? If we're honest, if I'm honest, and I speak about myself, but I'm confident that we all will identify with this, I think we are shy, we are slow, and we are reluctant to talk about our faith, aren't we? As much as talking about the weather is natural in Ireland, talking about our faith in some ways in this country, because in other countries it's much more open, we are shy, we are slow, we are reluctant to talk about our faith. Our faith is a very private thing that we don't share much with others. In fact, folk often say that there are two subjects that we shouldn't talk about. What are they? People say we shouldn't talk about religion and politics. And in a way, that is our mindset, isn't it? We don't talk about our faith. Why? Well, in our Lenten journey, we reach the second last chapter of the book, How to Walk into Church by Tony Payne. As you know, the book has been examining what we do on a Sunday morning, particularly during this Irish together. What do we do? What are the component parts? Chapter 1 reminded us that we should pray as we come to church. That's about focusing our hearts and minds as we come to worship. Chapter 2 reminds us that we, as we come as individuals, we also gather as God's people together. It's important that we recognize that. Chapter 3 focused on the experience of church. Chapter 4 challenged us to prioritize our church going, not just a now and then, but something that was an important part of our week. And last week in chapter 5, we were challenged as to how we love and serve each other as part of a church service. In our singing, how we listen to the sermon. Is everybody listening today if you were here last week? Or how we welcome each other, how we love each other, how we welcome newcomers and visitors. And again, some really interesting conversation in the rectory on Thursday evening. We talked about the difference it makes when there are a couple of good singers in church. It kind of lifts the rest of us, doesn't it? When you've got someone leading. We talked about the different types of sermons and how they connect with different people. And we talked about always the importance of being a welcoming community, that we're all equal in the eyes of God. At the foot of the cross, we're all equally in need of God's grace. Some interesting conversation. Well, as we come to chapter 6, we find an intriguing title: When Church Finishes But Doesn't. When Church Finishes But Doesn't. There's a copy of the chapter at the back of the church. As always, I encourage you to take the chapter away, to read it, to think about it, to be challenged, to be encouraged as we think about church. So what does the chapter heading mean, when church finishes but doesn't? Well, I think in a broad sense, it reminds us that our faith is more than just once a week. That our faith is more than just what we do in this place. We don't just pick our faith up on the way into church, and we don't leave our faith at the door when we leave church on a Sunday morning. Our faith should permeate, should be part of our everyday lives as naturally as anything else. And Tony Payne picks up on this. He gives a lovely picture for us. For some people, he writes, the last song or hymn or the closing blessing or benediction at church, it's like the starter's gun. It's their cue to make a rapid exit from church. But, writes Tony Payne, this hardly seems to reflect an attitude of loving service and sacrifice. But it raises an interesting question. When church finishes, when does it actually finish? When does it finish? And what Tony Payne then says is important. And I fully agree with him. And I want to paraphrase some of what he says in the preceding pages of chapter 6. He says, church is not just a series of activities that we do together. It's not just the preaching, the songs, the collection, the announcements. And here's an important phrase. Church is us. It's the gathering of God's people in his presence, where we build each other up in love through his word. Where we build each other up in love through his word. So church is more than just what we do during the formal part of our time together. It's an opportunity to share our lives. And here is the really important bit. It's an opportunity to build each other up through his word. That's why at the very heart of our service is a reading. It's a listening to God's word, which is as vibrant and as real and as fresh and as relevant to our lives today as it was back almost 2,000 years ago. So let's expand a little bit more. What does Tony Payne mean? Well, what we find in chapter 6 is that Tony Payne sees church as an opportunity to share our faith together. What we've heard from God's word. And here's the shocking bit that's at the heart of chapter 6. That we might even talk about the sermon together. What we have shared and heard and listened. That's why, writes Tony Payne, our church gatherings are centered on God's word and responding to what we hear. If we want to encourage each other in conversation, then the word of God should be the theme and the topic of what we talk about as much as anything else. So as naturally as we talk about the things of our lives, we should naturally talk about God's word, what we have heard on any given Sunday. But you might be thinking to yourself, I'm not very good at those kind of conversations. That's not really kind of me. But as we found in previous chapters, Tony Payne builds on that challenge. And he gives a couple of practical examples how we might naturally begin a conversation about talking about God's word, what we've heard on a Sunday. The easiest way, writes Tony Payne, to get a conversation started is to bounce off the sermon that you've just heard. You might say something like, what did you get out of the sermon today? As you're listening to the sermon, write and remember a key point that really challenges you, and then share that with someone after church. You might say, that was really interesting what was said this morning. What do you think? That will often lead, writes Tony Payne, to an interesting and mutually helpful chat over the word. But even if it doesn't, you've been an encouragement. You've shown your enthusiasm for the word and for listening to the sermon. That sort of thing is an infectious example to set. That sort of thing is an infectious example to set. You could even discuss this today. What do you think about what Craig was saying about chatting our faith together? Do you agree or disagree? Should our faith be private, or should our faith be something that we wear on our sleeves as part of every day, as part of any given conversation that we are happening? And you could even come to the rectory on Wednesday evening to discuss with others further what we've heard. So as we think about today, I want to finish with these words. There are lots of ways, writes Tony Payne, that we can build our people up in love in our informal conversations. There is no shortage of opportunities. In fact, if our eyes are open to see it, there are people all around us who want and need encouragement and help to know Christ and to live for him, because they are struggling, fallible people just like us. If we begin to grasp this, we will see our conversations as a place where God is present. We will see our conversations as a place where God is present in the midst of us, leading to love and encourage one another through his word. A place of encouragement where God is present. So let me ask the beginning question that I started with. What do you talk about? Sharing and talking about our faith should be as easy and natural as any other subject that we talk about at any given time. Shall we pray together? Heavenly Father, I have a shyness, a reluctance, a slowness at times to speak about you and about my faith. And yet I know in my life and in all our lives, it should be something that is as natural as talking about the weather, the sport, the prices of milk, the day-to-day things that we do, our schools, our workplaces, the cost of living, all of those natural things that we talk about. And I just pray today, as we listen to your word, as we hear those who proclaim Jesus as King as he rides into Jerusalem, that we too would proclaim in our words, our deeds and our actions, always and ever, something of who you are, so that others may be courage, lifted up and built up. And I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.